Time now for your letters. Regarding our segment on the 1932 Bonus Army March on Washington, Phil Hammerslaw of Minnesota wrote that he enjoyed the piece, but added, "It should be remembered that this march on Washington was modeled after Coxey's Army of the Unemployed, which took place in 1897 and included such notables as Jack London and W.E.B. Du Bois. It was a socialist army and was just as integrated as the Bonus Army. In fact, it demanded the same rights which were later incorporated into the New Deal." Military author Roger Hayes was bothered by a line in the introduction to the Bonus Army piece that referred to returning soldiers being greeted by music and political speeches. Soldiers and veterans returning from Southeast Asia in the 60s and early 70s were not welcomed home with speeches or anything else, he writes. The Vietnam War is now part of history, as it should be, and Vietnam veterans have quietly taken their place in American society. But echoes of the divisive years of the war in Southeast Asia still ring in our land. They are evidenced, in part, by signs bearing the reminder, "Support our troops," which adorn front yards and businesses across America. We have finally learned that we can oppose a war without malice directed toward those who fight it or wear the country's uniform. Our interview about 401k plans and young people prompted this letter from Holly Carter of Washington State. I heard the guest mention that she thinks young people don't think about retirement. I am 25 years old and would like to add to an IRA that was started for me by an employer a few years ago. But I, along with most of my peers, have to be conscious of my income to just be able to cover basic expenses, food, my house, and paying back my student loan. It's not out of lack of interest, but necessity that I am not a current investor in my own retirement. Finally, Bonnie Wolfe, in her piece on Chile, quoted Kit Carson's legendary last words, "I wish I had time for one more bowl of chili." That inspired Peter Gray of Amarillo, Texas, to write, "As Carson made his home for some 40 years in Taos, New Mexico, only making the mistake of moving away less than 2 years before his death, I doubt that his deathbed longing was for anything resembling Bonnie's Texas chili con carne. What he desired was New Mexico green chili, that singular and potent concoction of roasted chili stewed in broth and thickened with a little flour." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.